Welcome to the Digestible Dynamics Podcast, a podcast for the innovators from the experts. We know that you're busier than ever, and the last thing you need as a business applications innovator is a lengthy, drawn-out podcast where you walk away with the possibility of learning something new. Well, that's how the Digestible Dynamics Podcast is different. Each episode will contain one digestible tidbit about Dynamics 365 that you can immediately apply to your business. With the combined experience of 3 decades in the business application space, Dr. KJ and I understand that the power of technology is not about the features and functions, but rather the value it can bring to your business to help you transform and drive growth. That's why we'll focus on the most useful things that you need to know about the Dynamics 365 platform. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Digestible Dynamics Podcast, your number one source for snackable tidbits to help you maximize your Dynamics 365 experience. Customer service agents face challenges such as access to relevant data and the right technological tools, with some juggling up to 10 different systems to address a single issue. Each step in the process of resolving customer issues is time-consuming and complex, with agents spending significant time researching cases and seeking out solutions. As customer inquiries increase in volume and complexity, organizations must find ways to streamline processes, reduce the workload on agents, while improving the overall customer experience. That's why this week on the podcast, we have Edgar Wilson II, who's a principal program manager for customer service business applications at Microsoft, to highlight what Copilot for Service is and how customers can extract value from it today. But first, let's learn about our guest. Edgar Wilson is a principal program manager in the Dynamics 365 Customer Service Group. He holds over 15 years of Dynamics experience, having spent 7 years with prestigious implementation partners, including Aderant, Customer Effective, and Hitachi. During this time, he worked as an architect and technical consultant implementing Dynamics in a variety of industries, including financial services, healthcare, and manufacturing. He's been at Microsoft 8 years, holding a variety of roles in sales and engineering in the Business Applications Group. Without further ado, let us learn more about Copilot for Service. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Digestible Dynamics Podcast. This time, we're going to talk about Copilot for Service with Edgar Wilson II, who is a Principal Program Manager for Customer Service Business Applications. Welcome, Edgar.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Kevin and KJ.
Love it. So let's dive in, and we want to ask, what is Copilot for Service? Copilot's getting thrown around a lot when it comes to Microsoft, and now having it for service specifically, our listeners want to learn more about it.
Yeah, so Copilot for Service allows you to leverage your existing investments with Outlook and Microsoft Teams to do things like find answers to questions. It also works with the leading third-party CRM tools like Salesforce, Zendesk, ServiceNow to enable you to perform question and answer on your knowledge. So if I'm an agent or a salesperson that really needs to just find out information regarding a specific topic, this enables you to do that very quickly. And the administrative side of things are also super simple to set up and get going really quickly with Copilot for Service.
Love it. So if I understand you correctly, it's almost as if Microsoft is the kid in the sandbox that wants to share their toys. In this case, our toy is Copilot because it's the generative AI capabilities that our customers have access to. Let's be honest, is kind of the market leader at the moment. So being able to have that technology and allowing even our competitors to leverage that. Is that a fair understanding?
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the key things to note is that we're providing the baseline for generative AI or leveraging generative AI with Copilot for Service, but you're able to extend it with Copilot Studio as well. So if you're wanting to take what we provide as a baseline, but extend it very specifically to your use cases, Copilot Studio enables you to do that very quickly.
So Edgar, you said something really cool that I wanted to really go back on, and that's use cases. Yeah. What are some of the use cases that you're seeing in the field right now?
Yeah. So let's say I'm an agent and I primarily work on email. I'm able to leverage Outlook and directly within Outlook have a full view of all of the case information associated to a specific email. And I don't have to swivel chair between the CRM and my office tools. It's all embedded, and the same with Teams. So basically, we're providing generative AI and the solutions that you're already able to leverage. So to back up a bit on the use case, I'm an agent. I receive an email from a customer and I need to find an answer quickly. So I can use Copilot for Service to provide a brief context of what's transpired in the email chain. And I can also view all of the details of the contact that sent the email, as well as information regarding the case that that email may be associated to. So I don't have to go between multiple systems to find a succinct answer for the customer. Another quick use case would be if I'm in Teams, and let's say I'm on a Teams meeting, and I need to find an answer very quickly to a question. I can leverage Copilot for Service to directly do Q&A on my knowledge base articles, and it'll find me an answer in seconds.
So basically, are you telling me that I can take Copilot for Service, I can look at past things that have happened with this customer, yep, and this will better equip me to then help this customer remedy this particular incident?
That's correct. That's 100% correct. And think about a newer agent that needs to get up to speed quickly, maybe first week or month on the job, and having to decipher context from emails, or I'm in a Teams meeting and I need to figure out an answer very quickly so I sound knowledgeable in front of the customer, really helps with training, getting agents up to speed very quickly as well.
Yeah, this can help with red carpet turnover, you know, from one customer from one agent to the next. So that's, you know, really nice. I wish I would have had this back in the day in my military time. That would have been easy for shift change. So good. Yeah. So, you know, really, how is this different than Dynamics 365 customer service?
Yeah, so we provide a Copilot in Dynamics 365, which enables you to do a lot of the same functionality. You can create emails, you can perform Q&A on your knowledge. The thing that separates Copilot for Service, for one, is that it embeds within familiar tools like Microsoft 365 Outlook and Teams, but also you're able to perform question and answers on knowledge where Dynamics isn't the sole CRM. So I could, you know, I can ask a question of my Salesforce data, Zendesk, ServiceNow, and we also, within the Power Platform, encompass over 1,400 connectors where we can connect up and perform custom actions through Copilot Studio. So think a lot of the same functionality, but you can extend it much further with Copilot for Service, and it embeds into whatever agent experience you would like.
That there is key, what you're talking about there, Edgar, with Copilot for Service versus Dynamics 365 customer service, that you need to have the customer service license. So if you're on Salesforce or ServiceNow, you'd have to kind of change to get that. But with Copilot for Service, you're saying is the generative AI capabilities, whether it's in Outlook or in Teams, you can have access to that generative AI as it connects to the existing knowledge base of, let's say, ServiceNow or Salesforce, that can be surfaced accordingly into the agent desktop. But also really quickly, Edgar, if I understand correctly, if you have customer service, you can upgrade your agent experience by the Copilot for Service for M365, right? So an agent who has customer service enterprise has access to the Copilot features, but if they want access to, say, within Outlook or in Teams, that's where they'd have to get Copilot for Service, right?
That's 100% correct. Yep. And we provide a price point, which is pretty, I think, pretty competitive. So M365, $30. And then if you wanted to add Copilot for Service on top, it's an extra $20. Or if you just wanted to simply take the Copilot for Service capabilities, you'd be looking at $50 per user. So we make it pretty simple to transact the solution as well.
Yeah, and I think it's worth noting that if you get the Copilot for M365 aspect, and assuming it's set up already within your tenant, that's connected to Microsoft Graph. So if you've had a previous email interaction with your, let's say KJ is my customer who has an issue, I can see, hey, what was the last email that KJ sent me with regards to this issue? And it will populate that. It can help you write an email and be context aware, knowing that KJ might be sensitive to some particular thing
Yeah.
Sorry, KJ, I'm not picking on you. It's just, you're right.
No worries. I think one thing, though, that you want to throw in there is prompting, right? Prompting mm-hmm. is going to be very key to how you interact with Copilot. So 100%. Make sure that you're very thorough with what you want out of the Copilot. So it can go back and register a really relevant answer for you. So you could take that forward. So, and always double check your data. I think that's 100% should be unsaid, but a lot of people don't double check their data. So Double check your data.
And one thing I also wanted to note, so we talked about how this can be embedded in Outlook, embedded within Teams. We also can embed this directly within your third-party CRM. So let's say I'm using Salesforce as my agent desktop. I can also embed the question and answer knowledge component of Copilot for Service within the confines of a Salesforce or ServiceNow. So irregardless of which mode you want to use for your agent desktop, Copilot for Service follows you wherever you are. So you don't have to ever lose that functionality based on the experience.
Love that. So Edgar, one question that I've been asked, and I think this is just whenever we talk Copilot and generative AI, there's the issue of governance and security. And now we're talking about mixing, if you have Copilot for Service on top of the existing third-party CRMs, I know people are concerned that the data might be used to train the public model. I kind of would love to address that. What are the, I know the concerns, of course, are how we address it, but I'd love to kind of get it from your words.
Yeah. So all of this runs on Microsoft Cloud Azure and leverages Azure OpenAI. And we have six guiding principles to responsible AI. That's fairness, reliability and safety, privacy and security, inclusiveness, transparency, and accountability. So everything that we create is based off of these trusted principles. So you can rest assured that Microsoft is not going to take your data or the questions that you ask Copilot and run with it to train our underlying models. That's not something we do. And that goes across the board, not just Copilot for Service, but everything Copilot.
No, that's lovely. I mean, we definitely run on trust. And so I would also want to understand, how can customers get started to run on trust like we do?
Yeah. For one, picking the right horse to bet on, so to speak. I think Microsoft is leading within the generative AI space. So right now, at least, we're in the lead. But I think it's really about working with a trusted vendor like a Microsoft that, you know, will not use your data to help train models or do anything salacious with your data at all.
No, I love that.
Love that. And Edgar, the last question we want to ask you is, if somebody's listening to this and like, you know what, I want Copilot for Service today, how do they go about starting? Yeah. Do they buy licenses? Do they reach out? I'd love to kind of help guide our customers.
Yeah, you can go to our website, so Copilot for Service, or do a quick search, find the website that enables you to actually purchase it, and you can purchase it through the Power Platform Admin Center as well. So it's, you know, the way you would normally transact power platform solutions, Copilot for Service is no different. It provides you that ability directly within the Admin Center.
Perfect.
Reach out to your account teams.
Go in.
Reach out to your account teams. For sure. Reach out to your account teams. They'll help you through the entire process.
Love it.
100%.
Well, Edgar, thank you so much for being on the call today. I think we really captured what Copilot for Service is, the use case, and the value it can bring to various organizations. So thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Thank you for tuning in to Digestible Dynamics Podcast, a show for you, the innovators, with content directly from the experts. While we only cover one tidbit of Dynamics 365 per episode, if you want to learn more, head over to our LinkedIn page by searching for Digestible Dynamics on LinkedIn so that we can guide you to the right resource to help you maximize your Dynamics 365 experience. If you have any other questions, email your host, KJ and KG, at digestibledynamics@microsoft.com. Until next time, folks.